Is God good? Does He care about you and what you are going through? Does He have solutions for today's problems? Does Jesus still heal the sick? Has He changed? Is there still proof of His goodness today? Join Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Way Church Worldwide, for Miracle Way Broadcast, a live miracle service right in the comfort of your home. Let's hear what the Bible says about these things and let God answer for Himself. Come and know about God's goodness today and experience His power. You can't miss it. Every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Spirit 88.3 FM. Your life will never be the same. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.
Hello and a lovely evening to you this beautiful Christmas Eve, as we bring to you the Christmas edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for a year on radio. We thank you for opening this door, and we thank you for the lives that you've touched over this period that we have been on air. We thank you for the privilege of coming into people's homes with the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, and the privilege of coming to people's homes with the healing power of God and His power to deliver, to set free. Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming to this world. You weren't born on the 25th of December, but you were born someday. And this season is the time we choose to remember your birth and glean lessons from all that happened around that time. Lord, we ask that you open our eyes by the power of your Spirit and cause us to behold wondrous things out of your law as we read tonight. I bind the devil, I banish wandering thoughts, confusion, I pull down strongholds. I ask that you cause your word to bring life, let light, let understanding flow to everyone listening to me tonight. Heal the sick. Lord, set the captives free. Let people enter this season with a miracle from you. We thank you, because when you call on you, you hear us, you answer us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. This is your pastor, Reverend Dr. Augustus Okleme. I'm your pastor, I'm a doctor to a few, but I prefer to be your pastor instead of your doctor. Because if you come to me in the hospital, it means that you need a surgery, and I don't think I want to operate on you. We thank God for bringing us to a beautiful Christmas season one more time. Jesus wasn't born on the 25th of December. There are so many myths and things around and historical stuff around. But I think the important thing is Jesus, the reason that we are celebrating this. Christmas every year is a time to remember Christ. People want to remove him from it, and they say Xmas and all that nonsense, but you can't get away from him. You meet him everywhere, and you meet him at the judgment. You meet Jesus everywhere you go, even the dating of time. Okay, we have before Christ, we have Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. He's everywhere. You find Christianity and Christians everywhere. There is no single person whose existence on earth has affected more than Jesus. And talking and thinking about Christmas, one of the things that strikes me the most in this Christmas story is responses. That's why I'm talking about responses. People's responses to him then are quite similar, very much similar, to people's responses to him now. And over this period, as you go to church tomorrow, I would like to invite you to Miracle Way Church. We are at Chichiwere, just inside Kochi. Come and let's share beautiful fellowship together as we learn about Jesus and his birth, and we discover wondrous things out of his law. That story is one place where there's so much inspiration. And when I'm learning or reading from there, oh, it's such a blessing. Now, I was telling you that one of the things that strike me the most around his birth is the responses that people had to him and what people did when they heard about him, or saw about him, or heard that he was born. There were people like the wise men who made hefty sacrifices and traveled far distances to just bow to him and give him sacrifices. And I think that's quite a good response. They made the required efforts to come into the presence of this great, great baby who had been born. And today, men still make great efforts to find Jesus, to seek his will, and to seek him. I'm happy I met Jesus as a child. I was taught in Sunday school, and I gave my life to Jesus then. And he has saved my life from waste of years and unnecessary detours in sinful pleasures. I was spared a lot of those things because I met Jesus early, and I've pursued him, and I still do. And my work for him is the thing that I'm most proud of. That's the thing that satisfies me the most. I still practice medicine because the Lord has asked me to be there. And I'm his servant, and his wish is my command. I live to please him. That's why I'm there. But working for Jesus, that's a blessing. And people still make great sacrifices to be with him. And people still make great sacrifices and cross great distances, canvas great distances, just to be around him and to bow to him and to worship him as Lord. And as we are remembering his birth in this season, I want you to join that number that makes sacrifices and treat him as Lord and bow to him and honor him and worship him. Hallelujah. Within that same story in Matthew chapter 2, we read about Herod and his scribes, and how they also heard that a king had been born and his star was shining bright. Herod thought that his best response would be to kill Jesus. So he told these wise men that when you find him, come and tell me so that I'll also come and worship him. But he lied. And he was planning the death of Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus die, an innocent baby who had just been born. He wanted to finish that vision before, it would even begin to bud. And people are averse to Jesus today. They don't want to hear anything about him. They don't want to come close to him or any place where his light is being shone. But you can only avoid him for so long. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death the judgment. And the Bible says that God has committed all the judgments to his son. You will meet this Jesus again. But he may not be the helpless baby that Herod tries to kill. At that time, he will be the judge to whom you must answer. You must answer. You will swear and give a true witness about what you've done in your body or in your lifetime. So Herod tried to kill him and tried to end his existence and destroy the dream and destroy the vision. But God saved him. What was Mary's response? Her response was a response of faith. She said, how, can this thing be? How possible is this? I don't know a man. The angel of God told her that the Spirit of God will come upon you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, that holy thing which you shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. He announced to her that Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant, and added that for with God nothing shall be impossible. Mary's response was a response of faith. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Mary decided to believe. And as she believed, she became the bearer of God. She carried God in her womb for 9 months. Wow. Because she believed. I don't think that makes her worthy of worship. And I don't think that makes it right to pray to her. I think that the only reason why Mary is special is because of God. So we can't overlook the God and give Mary all the adulations. The reason why Mary is special is Jesus. And Jesus is the special one. And he deserves all the praise, all the worship, all the adoration, all the prayer, and all the devotion. Say amen, someone listening to me. But Mary decided to believe. Will you believe in Jesus tonight? If you believe in Jesus, the miracle will happen to you. You can be healed tonight. You are celebrating and you're planning tomorrow's supper or dinner, but people are sick. I just walked in from the theater this evening. People are sick and people are ill and people are unwell, requiring life-saving surgeries. The case we operated was quite a bad one, but we did our best for him, and I think that we did quite a good job. But people are still suffering, but Jesus has the answer. But it will still require the kind of faith that Mary had, the faith that made her bear a miracle. If you believe tonight, you can celebrate a pain-free Christmas. Your whole year has been full of pain in your joints, in your marrow, from crystal deposition diseases, gout, and those kinds of things. But the power of the Holy Ghost is setting you free now. If you can believe, Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Mary believed. And she experienced the miracle. Joseph, hearing about the fact that the woman he was betrothed to was pregnant, he decided to decently put her away. But the angel of God spoke to him, and Joseph also believed. Can you imagine? Joseph had a dream. What do you do with, in response to your dreams? Nothing. You don't even remember your dreams. You don't write them down. But in response to dreams, Joseph accepted Mary as his wife. Look, this is your wife. What she is carrying is from the Holy Ghost. Don't put Mary away. Hallelujah. It's powerful, isn't it? The Bible says, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, don't fear to take Mary unto you, Mary as your wife, for what she has conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And the guy followed the dream. What is going to be your response to what God has told you and the supernatural encounters and things that you've had and dreams that God has shown you about his son and about what he wants you to do? Christmas is a time to think about responses. Joseph decided to follow this dream, and the only reason why we know Joseph today, that Joseph, is because of the special one, Jesus. But we don't worship Joseph, so we shouldn't worship Mary either. The special one is always Jesus. Hallelujah. Joseph also believed in the vision, and he stayed. He decided to father this child. This child, who the angel said is the child of God. And he was a good father to Jesus. He trained him well. And Jesus became a carpenter, learning under his father. Responses to Jesus. They went to Bethlehem to be counted. And what a pity when they were told that there is no place amongst humans where they can be sheltered. The only place they can go to is a place where they will not be rejected, amongst the animals in the manger. And that's where they went. There are some people, they spend their time in church and they like these Christmas things and dressing up and buying new clothes and going around, but they've relegated Christ Jesus to the manger of their lives. They didn't push him out. They didn't say no. They just said, can you just stay in this place where, like, the things that I don't value, the things that are not as important, the things which I won't keep inside. Who keeps his TV or his what, DSTV, or his jewels in the manger? Anyone? Who keeps the things that he values? Who puts his child that he loves in a manger with the animals? You are a Christian, but where have you relegated Christ Jesus to? In your life, how important is he? Is he in the manger, far away from civilization, far away from all the fun stuff and the beautiful stuff in your life? You far away from a place where he can influence you. You just want, like, just you be there. You just be part. So they gave Jesus room, but they didn't give him any good room. That's what I'm talking about. Responses. They gave him room. Of course, there are places they said that, look, there's no room in the inn. But they went to a place. The guy said, I can house you. I can help you. But just that, you have to go to that place. You have to go to the manger. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my heart. But your whole intention is that I'll keep him in the manger. The place where he doesn't really influence anything. It's just a figure thing. So your Christianity is the one that used to fill forms. Religion, Christian. Religion, Christian. But it doesn't show in your life. It doesn't show in how you treat your spouse. It doesn't show in how you talk. You sound like someone who... You don't sound like a Christian. You don't sound like someone who has been saved. You don't sound like someone who has been regenerated and transformed. Your tongue has not been transformed by the power of the Holy Ghost. You, as a woman, you still gossip and you still lie and you still insult people, and it's as if nothing has changed in your life. Then where in your heart is Jesus? Is he in the manger of your heart? You said, oh, I welcome Jesus. I pray the sinner's prayer, whatever, whatever, whatever. But which room did you give him? Did you give him the master bedroom of your heart, or you just relegated him to the furthest place possible? Responses. How do you respond to the newborn king? Responses. If you will take Jesus in, you better give him the chief room. If you take Jesus in, you better give him the best bed. If there is no room in the house, leave the master bedroom and give Jesus that bed. And you stay in the hall. Can you imagine what would have happened? Or do you know you would have known the name of that person who housed Jesus? Just like we know everybody around the story. And the world would have been celebrating this person who had time and had room for the Lord when no one else did. We would have been thinking about that person. What would the person's name be? Or whether a woman or a man, would be talking about that person now and every year. That so-and-so, Salome or Joanna or Bartholomew or someone, all of those nice Bible names, and John and Judah and all those things. This person made room for Jesus when there was no room. That should be you. What's going to be your response to Jesus this time around? The shepherds heard the angels sing and announce his birth, and they went to see for themselves what the angels said. And they went to find, and they, when they went, they found it to be true. Have you sought him? Do you seek Jesus? Sometimes church is full of people who are seeking what he will give them, but not him. They seek their gift, not their giver. They come to church because they need to be healed, not because they want to meet the healer. They come to church because they need this, and they need money, and they need that, and they need that, and they need a marriage, and they need a good home, and when they have a marriage, they want children. When they have children, they want this. It's always about what the people want, what we want. But these shepherds went to seek Jesus. They didn't go for anything from him. They just went, and when they went, they also went to worship him. There's so much more we could talk about, but my time is limited, and I just wanted to draw your attention to the various responses that the scripture records, and that these responses are still the responses that people, the ways that people respond today. But I'm inviting you to do something better this time. Join the people who worship him. Join the people who seek him. Join the people who sacrifice much to be with him and sacrifice much for him. And give him the best place in your heart. Give him the best place in your life. Let him be Lord, Lord, Lord of your life. That's the best place you can give him. The angel announced that a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He said, I bring to you great good tidings of great joy. In Luke 2, that the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Yes, that Savior has been born. And the best place you can give him is the place of lordship in your life, in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's joy to the world indeed. But it's for those who receive him. He said he came to his own, but his own received him not. In John chapter 1, verse 11. But as many as received him, to them gave he power, the power to become the sons of God. You've got to receive Jesus, and you've got to give him the best room in your life. And that's when you will experience his power. Receive him with the response of faith, like Mary did and like Joseph did. That's when his miracle touch will be your portion. Bow your head with me. What is going to be your response to Jesus this time around? You want to give him your heart and you want to make him your Lord? Then you got to then pray this prayer with me, believing every word. Say, Jesus, I thank you for coming into this world to suffer and die for me. You died on the cross and you were buried, but you rose again on the third day. And you are alive forevermore. Jesus, I give you my heart. Come and be my Lord. Come and be the master of my life. Come and rule. Come and reign. I choose to serve you. I choose to live for you. I choose to give you my heart tonight. That's my response. And your word has told me what your response is. You said that whoever comes to you, you will in no way turn away. Therefore, I thank you because you have received me. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to pray for the sick. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus one time. I'll tell you about it another time when I have more. I have a longer time period remaining. But he asked me to pray for the sick, and that's why I'm always praying for the sick. It's an assignment Jesus gave me. And as I pray for you now, Jesus has commissioned me to do it. As I pray for you, that sickness will respond, and that sickness will get out of your body. I rebuke every pain to leave you in Jesus' name. Someone, you've been having terrible migraine headaches, and it started again today, and you are just so disappointed and disheartened that why is this thing showing up around this time when we are supposed to be, it's a lady, you're having fun with the children, with the family. But right now, Jesus Christ is setting you free. Be loose from this thing for good. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke infirmity, weakness, tiredness, persistently tired. I rebuke that thing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke confusion and mental clouding from your life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke diseases of the lungs. I rebuke diseases of the bones and the marrow. I rebuke diseases of the spine and the vertebral column. I rebuke diseases of the cord. I rebuke diseases of the brain. I rebuke diseases of the blood and of the heart. I rebuke diseases of the liver and of the kidneys. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I rebuke diseases of the pancreas and blood sugar control. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I hear that steroid abuse, the consequences of steroid abuse, all those syndromes, Cushing's and all those things that result from steroid abuse, and even the skin issues, the power of the Holy Ghost is actually healing someone right now. I just heard it. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be loosed. You are experiencing it because of choices you made. But there is no harm that is beyond the power of Jesus to fix. He heals all. Be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let pain leave you, leave your joints, leave your marrow, leave your bone, leave your eyes, your ears. Let every fever break off you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, 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 yes. God's power has moved. God's power is touching you now. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. Begin to move which part of your body you couldn't move before. The power of God has touched you. You are not the same. You've been healed. I rebuke depression and I rebuke confusion. I rebuke depression. You are alone. Some things didn't really go your way. And it looks like the Christmas is going to be a gloomy one. But I cancel that nonsense and I declare that Jesus is the good tiding. Jesus is the great joy that comes to all people, and that includes you. May the Spirit of God keep you company. Join, just visit a church that loves Jesus and experience His love. We thank you, Lord. We honor you. We give you praise through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on my own behalf, on behalf of my wife, Lady Reverend Dr. Helen, on behalf of Miracle Wave Church and the whole Miracle Wave broadcast team. We love you and we look forward to spending the next year sharing 9:30 to 10 p.m. every Saturday with you in the presence of the Lord Jesus. Call us, send us messages on the numbers that will be called out. We'll be with you again, God willing, next week for the last edition of Miracle Wave broadcast for 2022. God bless you. You'll hear from us again.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.